WTMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Well, Stuart, you're the cat here on TMA. 6 past 12, this is Magic Mark. Hello there.
1250 TMA at 7:53 Monday night, right here with the Old Chad Bell Show. And it's nice to have you along. Gonna give you a chance to win an album. Bad Company, next hour. Right now, this is Chic and I Want Your Love.
Hi, how you doing? 10 o'clock. Jack Lundy here, the Low Country's music leader, WTMA, Charleston.
I feel like
get down, John Burwell.
Yeah.
John Burwell, before he was an Episcopal priest.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, let me hear y'all say it. Say it. Say it, Rick.
No, I don't want to say it.
Okay, well, that does it for John.
I'll say what I will say, though.
Thank you for joining me. I appreciate your company today. Enjoy Rick, who's next on TMA.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's Friday.
You know that? It's nice. It's Friday.
On WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina, with Rick Tracy.
1250, the mighty TMA. Boy, you better slow them horses down.
Dan Stevens.
14 before 2 o'clock this afternoon. This is Dan Stevens with Robert Palmer.
Hi, I'm Mike Boss, and I just won $100 to have a TMA bumper sticker.
Big deal, Frager.
There he is again.
I got to quit my job and become a contestant. It pays here at TMA. At 7:15, here's the Little River Band. Little River Band and Lady, I love it. Well, it's a Friday, a payday for a lot of you around here. We call it Let's Make a Deal, in the hopes that we get one. Ellen James, Living It Up on a Friday night. I love that song. If you missed President Carter's talk last night on television, it was quite a long talk.
This is classic.
Luckily for you, I have had watched it, took notes, and I have condensed it so that you know basically what he said last night. So here it is, the President Carter talk last night on television, condensed by yours truly, Big Boob, so you know what went on. Howdy, folks. This is President Carter. We have an energy crisis.
And energy.
Now I'm going to give it to you straight from the shoulder. I don't know what to do about it. Thank you for joining me, and good night.
All of this is just a small part of the WTMA story.
WTMA, WTMA-FM, Charleston.
Yeah, WTMA. Well, that's some of the things we got away with.
That was what I was talking about when the microphone's going back and forth. When I was doing that with Rick Tracy, we used to, at that time, we kept the music flowing. It was important, you know, more music, no talk, more music, you know. Now it's talk, no music, you know, but we kept it flowing and we back and forth. That's what I was talking about.
This is the real Boobie Nash. There are some fake boobs out there, but I don't want to discuss it. We have with us Keith Nichols. We have John Burwell. We have Terry Allen. We have Franco Hunt from Channel 4. Who else? Did I miss somebody? No.
Madeline.
I'm going to mention Madeline because Madeline is still in the business. See, you don't talk about people who are still in the business because they get. But Madeline is producing the show this morning and directing it and making sure that we stay almost
the FCC
straight here.
Is,
Madeline was not the first female in Charleston. She missed it by one. Was a girl by the name of Casey, you said. Come here, Frank. Right. You know more about this.
Casey.
You know about all the girls.
I don't remember Casey's real name, but Casey did the disc jockey show on WQSN, which was Top Gun Radio, 1450 back in those days. And Doug Clements, in fact, was the general manager.
Is that right?
And a guy by the name of Dave Lloyd was our program director.
Yeah, Dave worked here.
Dave worked at TMA.
Dave
worked at TMA back when TMA was in the Dock Street Theater. Remember those days?
He also came back and worked in 78.
Yes, he did.
For about 6 months, and then he went over to WCSC.
Yeah.
Right.
But
then he went to Atlanta.
The important thing is that Madeline Kelly is the only one who stayed.
But I mean, she knew her before she had a last name, though. She was just plain
just
Madeline.
Plain Madeline.
Yeah.
But you really broke the barrier for females on the radio in Charleston.
I still have a picture of you and me on a white Rolls Royce when you
I do.
Came
I have
over
that
to
too.
The station I worked at, competition.
Yes, I know that. We posed for that, and my wife has that hanging. She has it hanging. No, come on. I'm still in love. I've been in love with the same woman for 23 years, and I'm still in love with that same woman.
Does she know? Does Ray know about that?
If my wife ever finds out, I'm in serious trouble. Yeah, that's the old line. We have people on the telephone we've got to get to. I hope it's politics, because I know so much about politics.
Aww.
No, I don't know anything.
Please.
Bill?
Are you there? Yeah, listen, guys, I always wanted to be a disc jockey, too, but you never let me back in the 60s. You said you just didn't have the talent, Bill, so, you know, I'm a
Bill. Bill Sharp.
You know how I know that's Bill Sharp?
Hey,
he's
guys?
The only Bill we told that didn't have talent. Yes.
Thanks a lot, you know?
And working with him every night, I can tell you it's still true.
Keith, watch that, buddy. It's great to hear you guys, Keith and John and my good friend Terry. How are you, Terry?
Hey, come in here, Terry.
Okay, is Terry around?
Terry wants to...
I am right here.
We're wheeling him up to the microphone now.
Well, he's kind of old, and I understand it takes a while to do that.
I'm the oldest.
Terry, you doing okay?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Good, good. Listen, I got to tell you, Franco Hunt. Frank, are you there?
Frank, let's wheel Frank in here.
Booby Frank taught me everything I know about broadcasting.
It took 20 minutes.
It took about 20 seconds. You know, fellas, we're joking, but back in the 60s and 70s, WTMA was a real spawning ground for talent, and then there were all of us, too, you know, who came along.
Listen, I only have one important question, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Who dialed the phone for you?
Mother did. She's in the other room, and I told you that, speaking of institutions, you guys are institutions. You ought to be in an institution the way you're acting today. Booby, let me tell you what you taught me.
Okay.
I remember one time you were a jock, and I was a young fledgling newsman at WTMA back in the late 60s, early 70s. And Franco, by the way, gave me my first job. Frank, thanks a lot.
Frank, you gave him his first job.
We want to thank you for that,
you know,
Frank.
I tell you,
thanks an awful lot, Frank.
I've been trying to back away from that for about 20 years.
I know you have, Frank. You still haven't been able to. But I went up to Booby one day, and I said, you know, Booby's not the tallest guy in the world. And I said, hey, big guy. And you said...
No, I didn't say
Come
that.
Come on, Booby. I said, hey, big guy. And you said...
You've been peeking again, haven't you?
There you go. That's what you said. And I want you to know, Booby, I haven't forgotten. Listen, guys, I'm going to let you go. Have a great time. I'm really enjoying listening to you, and take care.
Thanks, Bill. And I'll explain that joke to Terry Allen after we get off the air. He's still standing in a corner going, wow.
Booby, take care. We love you.
We love you, too, Bill. Thank you. Bill Sharp of Channel 5. Nice of you to call. We haven't mentioned everybody's name. If we mentioned everybody's name, who came through here at TMA and didn't last, we'd be here all day. All right, who else we got on the telephone? Randy. Randy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, this is Randy from Pet Emporium.
Yes, Pet. Yes.
I am also Doug Clements' daughter.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I met you.
Yes, and I know Booby Nash from when I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
Well, Booby Nash is still knee-high to a grasshopper, so you...
Yeah, I think I might have outgrown him by now.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Terrific. We're all doing good.
I think this is great that you guys are doing this nostalgia thing. It means a lot to me, knowing that my dad's not around anymore. And knowing that you guys are still there, doing your thing.
We thought he was great, man.
And I'll tell you, Randy, we still talk about him, still remember him, because he meant a lot to us individually and collectively.
Let me tell you something about the radio group at TMA. As competitive as we were and as we switched around to different radio stations, Doug Clement taught us. The group that was there during the heyday when Doug was here, he taught us how to live as a family instead of a radio station. He invited all the guys over to play poker, and then he cheated and took our money after payday.
Yeah, because I used to bring sandwiches up to him all the time.
That's right. But he did. After hours, us guys stayed together. We really did.
And again, the statute of limitations is not right.
That's right. We appreciate you calling, Randy.
Thank you very much. And I want to tell Booby that I still even have from... years and years and years ago, his new improved booby cup.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Randy. Those new improved ones lasted, didn't they? Yeah.
Yep, I still have it. It still works.
Mine leaks.
Well, you leak too, so all right. We're even. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Randy.
Bye-bye. Oh, wait a minute. She's gone.
She's gone.
I just wanted to say that Doug gave me my first job in Charleston back in 65.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad we have somebody to blame now.
All right.
We have a guy on the telephone I haven't talked to in years, and I don't know if you all know him or not, or he's touched your life. If he has, there's doctors for that. It's Stormy Clark. Stormy.
How you doing, Boop?
I'm doing fine.
It's been a long while.
Are you still in the music business?
I still am playing music. I just got back from Maine. I've been playing a little bit up north.
Yeah. Stormy, during the heyday of TMA, what did we do for you?
Man, I tell you what, you did a few, I don't know, good advertising for me whenever I was playing around, and everybody always knew where I was playing at.
You guys remember Stormy Clark?
Yeah.
He was a short little guy.
Yeah. I had hair back then.
Yeah.
Most of us did.
I still do, but it's in the shoebox now.
Yeah. Very good. Stormy, do you go by Stormy Clark? Is that the name
of
the group?
Stormy Clark and the Hurricanes.
And the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
What kind of music are you playing now?
Well, we're doing a variety. Everything from country to some beach music, some rock and roll, 50s, stuff like that.
What do you think about the music today?
Well, there's good and bad in all of it.
Boy, is he a non-committal guy or what? We're not going to get no arguments here. I guess it takes Dan Moon's personality to bring out the worst of people.
But I thought I'd call in and say hi. I haven't talked to any of you guys in a while.
That's right. Well, you don't owe us money, so you'd never hear from us. Stormy, thanks for calling.
Yeah, sure enough, Boo.
Keep your. By the way, how old are you now, Stormy?
I am 35.
35. And you were a teenager when we were...
I was in high school.
Yeah, okay. Well, did you graduate? Goodbye, Stormy.
See you later, guys.
None of the people who listen to TMA ever graduated. Who do we got? We got Ann on the telephone. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I've been warned not to get heavy. I just sort of turned the knob on the radio and got you. I didn't realize you were doing this kind of show.
Well, that's okay. We can do anything you want. What do you
well,
want to do?
Nothing special. I enjoyed TMA, too, as a teenager. I thought I'd throw that in. But I didn't realize the kind of show you were having.
Okay.
The lady who was...
What kind of show are we having here?
I'm not sure. Madeline wanted to be sure that I got right in line with whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
But the lady who called in and said something about Ravenel's position and whatever.
Yeah.
Are you the guy I remember reading about who's a minister? Are you Booby, the guy who's a minister?
I'm Booby the minister, yes.
Oh, okay.
Would you really go listen to someone preach whose name is Booby? But what they do...
I've been enjoying your humor. It's been very enjoyable today.
Oh, thank you.
But you seemed not to take the lady who calls you seriously. I guess that's the kind of show it is. And she was saying, and you were saying, why not the Christian support for Ravenel? I mean, for your Ravenel's opponent. And I guess he's not likely to run into the kinds of people you're talking about, the livers and whatever. He's running in the Republican primary, so he's addressing those issues that are most consistent with the kinds of people you find in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to find any liberals and that kind of stuff, so that's what he's addressing. He's going to find so-called right-wing Christians, and I think he's trying to find, obviously, the more moderate
Who Mr. Ravenel is.
Mr. Ravenel.
Okay,
so,
can you tell me something? What is a right? What is a right-wing Christian?
Well,
what is that?
Okay,
do you know where that name came from?
I generally associate the kinds of people such as Pat Robertson and Falwell and that kind of people in the right wing. Mm. And I'm assuming those are the kinds of people to whom Mr. Ravenel is alluding. I'm by the way, not a Republican at all. So, but I was just wondering why is that so difficult to understand? I mean, I think that Ravenel's obviously trying to cater to the moderate and the middle of the road Republican, if there are any of them left.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I think the fact that you're a minister may have something to do with your position on this.
It has to do with this, Ann, and then we're going to move on. But
okay.
It has to do with this, that the issue is I'm a voter.
Right.
Not the issue of whether I'm a Christian,
right.
and whether I, if everyone who agrees with what Pat Robertson agrees does not put them in Pat Robertson's camp, but most Christians are in unity and in the same agreement with what we want, which is morality back in our government. And I do not follow Pat Robertson. I'm an individual. But if I agree with a certain person, you try to put us in a camp. And there is no such thing as a Christian right. There's only such thing as a Christian and goodbye now.
Yeah. There we go.
And
okay.
We're going to move on from there because they want to mush the issue by giving names to groups, and there's no such thing. Okay, now we're going to take a break and have some commercials, and so we can pay for this thing and be right back. Don't go.